Hey, we are in a lesson on reigning the Creator. We are going to read from selected excerpts. You can enter the and see the study material on Sviva Tova or Avut and ask questions live as well.
The King over us is our day-to-day work, even more than every day, every moment. If we don't start there, then all the rest doesn't even follow the same direction towards corrections and the goal of life. So, crowning the King over us is our work, and it's always at the beginning, the head of all our thoughts, desires, and actions. Please.
Passage number 14. When a person engages in Torah and Mitzvot, this is the time to be in wholeness. Meaning, as if the Creator has brought him close to be among the King's servants. However, one must not lie to oneself and say that he feels that he is serving the King when he does not feel this way. Therefore, how could he be grateful to the Creator for drawing him near if he does not feel it? Instead, at that time, a person should say that although he is in utter lowliness, meaning he is still immersed in self-love and still cannot do anything above reason, the Creator still gave him a thought and desire to engage in Torah and Mitzvot, and has only given him some strength to be able to overcome the spies who speak to him and poke his mind with their arguments. And still, he has some grip on spirituality. And at that time, a person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the King's palace.
The fact that he feels that he's not on track, that he's far from what he describes to be correct, that too is actually guidance from above, and that's how the Creator takes care of him, and he should cling to this treatment and trust that he is advancing. If he had no feeling that he's not on the path, that he doesn't want that, and so on, that would truly be outside of holiness. But this way, he at least advances bit by bit by feeling that he's making mistakes, that he has complaints, and so on. And that's the correct form of progress. There's different forms of progress, and this is one of them, which is correct. Meaning a person knows that he is not okay, that he needs to be corrected, that his thoughts, his desires, his intentions are all still incorrect, not for the good. But saying that, understanding that, feeling it, and yet not running away, not fleeing the campaign, that's what advances him. This advances him.
Kiev.
Dear Rav, what does it mean to be found in wholeness, where a person has to be in wholeness?
Being in wholeness is when, and to the extent that I monitor it, my thoughts, desires, intentions, are they suitable, compatible with what the Creator wants from me?
Huh?
Как я это проверяю?
How do I check that?
How, according to your feeling. According to your feeling. It's almost impossible. You'll always find some flaws, but still, all those things, when you see how wrong you are, that will direct you to states where you will take care of yourself. That's one. And two, when you ultimately begin to realize that the bad feeling of lack of progress, incorrect approach, mistakes, and so forth, that is all correct, and it is correcting you towards the right direction, meaning it's okay. It's normal. Not that you're happy about it. You're unhappy about it. You want to correct it. But each time as you have a sense of deviation and you correct it, you make a correction over that deviation, that's really the progress. That you'll always be in a prayer and request that the Creator will help you take the straight path. PT 35.
Thanks, Rav. So what does it mean to rise above the aspect of the spies?
That the spies are trying to tell you that you're not doing well, you have no chance to succeed, you should leave the whole thing and escape and run away. And unfortunately, every once in a while, there are some of our friends under that kind of influence, and then they indeed run away. However, those who reach the goal are those who don't bend down or surrender to those spies that are always working against the person and trying to push him aside in different means. So sometimes a person sees, there's no choice, I'm leaving, I'm going, and ultimately he stays. And then again and again, some cases there are such actions, and we see that Kabbalists write about this a lot, because they all went through that. They all did. And all of those disturbances are the components of our soul for each and every one. That's why we have to agree that we're going to stumble on many things on the way. The most important for us is to strengthen each other as much as possible.
Is this something that accompanies us throughout the entire path until the end?
Yes. Look, according to what we see until the exodus from Egypt, how these disturbances keep growing and growing and growing. So when we come out of Egypt, we go out of the Red Sea, we go through all these disturbances and all the problems, and afterwards in Mount Sinai and in the desert, there's always disturbances on top of disturbances, and it's endless until the final correction. That's where the end is. Peter 3.
Написано, что Творец заботится о нем и ведет его.
Says that the Creator is concerned about bringing him to his king, to the king's palace. That's maybe the 10 that's taking care of us. But besides the 10,
our world kli should think about everyone. There are few systems of the organization itself that are taking care of different groups and languages and so forth. And also, a person in the group has to make sure that he organizes for himself, and the whole 10 organizes for itself all kinds of supports, as it's written. Guards and officers should be in all your gates. You're going to need them in each and every step. We'll still have to learn how to do that.
Meaning that the Creator is taking care of us through the friends. Taking care of the friends' care towards me is the Creator's. Okay?
Yes.
We have a question from the study hall here, Roy. You said earlier that we need to crown each day the king upon us. This is daily work. So I wanted to ask, how exactly are we crowning anew the king each day?
That's what Baal HaSulam writes to us in and else besides him. That none else besides him, meaning there's he who set up the path for us and takes us through it and expects us at the end of it.
Oh, but what's this daily addition from person's side?
That I feel that each time I move away, I fall, I lose these conditions of adhesion, connection, unity. And I have to once again calibrate myself to them.
Okay, but the moment that we crown the king upon us, it doesn't mean that there's a king? Why do you have to do it every time?
But it disappears. He disappears. The more I want to go closer to him, I see after a few moments that I don't have the same feeling of proximity, that he's drifting away. And as if evades my feeling, my sensitivity, my attitude. And once again, I have to come closer and disclose him.
Because also now in this passage we just read, that it ends with a person that I should believe that he's being guided and brings him to the king's palace.
It's clear that he's always guiding us, but we have to hold on to him. And this feeling that we're close to him, it's as if it keeps vaporizing all the time, disappears.
So what blurs this closeness with him?
The new Rishimot from the shattering that keep awakening within us, they awaken from light to heavy. And so, thus we feel ourselves that each time we drift apart.
What do the Rishimot point to?
The records awaken from the shattering. In each one there is this, his personal bag of records from his shattering. And we have to take all these records and attach them to our path, accept them as our states, and based on them, on top of them, we have to connect to the Creator, cling to the Creator.
Dudi also wants to ask us, one second. How can we not subjugate ourselves to these terrorists that are trying to always remove us from the path?
This has to be the spirit of the group. And a person each and every day should take the path upon himself and the goal, and swear to himself that he, as much as it depends on him, he's never gonna let it go. And it's worthwhile to also maybe have a role that will tie him stronger. And And well, the perception of the group in each and every one, the importance of the connection between the friends, the extent to which they feel that each one is on the path or not, and determine all kinds of things like meals, meetings, lessons, each and everything that each and every one can connect to. Anything but leave. That I'm willing to do anything, I don't care what happens to me, even if I... if I'll be in whatever state it is. I am not tearing my connection, the thinnest it is, with the group, the creator, spirituality, the purpose of creation.
This action of crowning the king, it holds us from all these operatives and...
Yes, of course, in such a way, we crown him every day. That's called Every Day Will Be New to You.
Moscow 7.
We're reading these passages from the articles of Rabash, and just now you said that we ourselves don't even feel that we're going through what we're going through. We go through different states, similar states, on the way, but what does this speed or intensity depend on?
Only from the power of connection between us. One shall help his friend. If there is help, we'll do it quickly. If the help is not so strong and it's flimsy, then it'll take us such a time that is not satisfactory. But in any case, we'll go through it this way or that way. Kabi 3.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you for letting me ask me the question. I was thinking what we were talking about. To maintain all of this, is it to remind each other in the 10, to be in the moment and notice that he is behind everything and that he is good and does good. No matter what happens in our life, it's always with a good intention and it's always with love. So if we keep that in mind, and remind each other about that. Is that a part of the Arvut?
Nachon. Ken? Nachon.
Correct. Yes, that's correct.
Tov, Moshe.
Yes, I know the PT 12.
All right, Moshe.
We have PT 12 here as well. Is this the correct state, Rav, that I don't remember the king at all? Maybe I can hear you talking about it, and then I'm reminded, or the friends remind me, but a person by himself, he doesn't remember about the king at all?
That happens too. It happens. It's good that the friends remind you. Yeah.
How can you just reiterate each time, every time I wake up in the morning, and remember the king, and not just do actions for no reason.
Take on yourself a role that you want to remind it to others. Not that you actually have to do it, but internally. That you have a role to awaken them internally and remind them. And that will force you to be closer to the Creator.
Ken Moshe.
Good.
That's it. Moshe?
Yeah, so okay, passage number 15. The Zohar asks, it's written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. A servant of the Creator, whose intention is to bestow, should be happy when he is serving the King. If he has no joy during this work, it's a sign that he lacks appreciation of the greatness of the king. Therefore, if one sees that he has no joy, he should make amendments, meaning think about the greatness of the king. If he still does not feel, he should pray to the Creator to open his eyes and heart to feel the greatness of the Creator. Here, the two discernments develop. One, he should regret not having a sensation of the greatness of the King. Two, he should be happy that his regrets are about spirituality and not like the rest of the people whose regrets are only in order to receive. We should know who it is who gave us the awareness that our regrets should be over spirituality. And we should be happy that the Creator has sent us thoughts of spiritual deficiency, which in itself is regarded as the salvation of the Creator. For this reason, we should be happy.
Again.
Excerpt 15. The Zohar asks, it is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. A servant of the Creator, whose intention is to bestow, should be happy when he is serving the King. If he has no joy during this work, it's a sign that he lacks appreciation of the greatness of the King. Therefore, if one sees that he has no joy, he should make amendments, meaning think about the greatness of the King. If he still does not feel, he should pray to the Creator to open his eyes and heart to feel the greatness of the Creator. Here, the two discernments develop. One, he should regret not having a sensation of the greatness of the King. Two, he should be happy that his regrets are about spirituality and not like the rest of the people, whose regrets are only in order to receive. We should know who it is who gave us the awareness that our regrets should be over spirituality. And we should be happy that the Creator has sent us thoughts of spiritual deficiency, which in itself is regarded as salvation of the Creator. For this reason, we should be happy.
Meaning the fact that we sometimes feel like we have nothing, that we are not worthy of anything, that we're not moving closer to spirituality, that we're not on the right track and so on. That is actually what we receive from the Creator in order to advance, in order to come closer. And we have to be happy that the Creator pulls us to Him this way, that He awakens a deficiency within us towards spirituality. Even when where we don't attain and don't receive and anything and have no hope, and today is like yesterday, and that's like the year before and 2 years before and so on. We have to understand that specifically from these depths, we have to call upon the Creator and try to move towards Him. The more we fall, the deeper we fall, with no hope or awakening or strength, we have to rise above that to the opposite states. That's it. Moscow 7.
Здравствуйте, Рав. В этой
Hi, Rav. In this short passage here, Rabash obligates us to walk in joy all the time, from greatness of the Creator and everything else. What does it mean from Rabash to find yourself in happiness? From what state exactly?
It doesn't matter what state you're in. It could be despair or joy or attainment or some feeling of nothingness. The joy has to come from being in contact with the Creator. What state puts you in contact with Him, that doesn't matter that much. What matters is that you can overcome each and every state and make the Creator happy from any state that He puts you in. PT 29.
Thanks, Rav. Here it says that the servant of the Creator whose intention is to bestow should be happy when he's serving the King. So it turns out here that we're talking about someone who has the intention in order to bestow. So this is according to a man's effort and not by working already in Lishma.
I don't understand your question. One who wants to be the worker of the Creator, as much as he tries to do that, is called the worker of the Creator. That's it. PT 35.
Thanks, Rav. I need to ask the Creator to open my eyes, to my heart. So what does it mean to open my eyes?
That you will see the truth. In order to bestow. Meaning that even if you have nothing, you'll feel how happy you are. I can't exactly use my words now to tell you exactly the difference between the heart and the eyes. But try. Next, Moshe.
We have a question here in the study hall, BT 13. We need to speak about the greatness of the King in the tent. Is it also possible without words?
Without words, yes, it's possible, but not all at all times. We still need to talk.
In what style and what words can you speak about greatness of the King? Years we're talking about this.
But each and every day has to be as new. Try to maybe arrive at the same words, but a new feeling.
But what style? Oh, okay, the Creator's great. The Creator's great. Why? How is He great?
I can tell you every day the Creator is great, and every day that will be new for me.
We also have Rachamim here.
Lama?
Why is it important for the Creator and a person to feel that the Creator's makes us happy?
Because then the created beings are closer to the Creator. They're happy in coming closer to Him and being able to bring Him contentment.
No. Thanks a lot.
Okay, let's continue.
Passage 16. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with a reason of Kedusha, and what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power so that he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, He asked the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work above reason, that it will be as important to the person as if he already has reason. Again, 16. The most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason, meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha, and what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so that he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he'll work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to a person as if he already has reason.
Turkey 1.
Thank you. My friend is asking, how do I know that I'm in the mentioned stages?
If you have ascent and descent, states where you are high and states where you're going down. So you're probably going through the steps. If you have a feeling that you sometimes are drawn to the friends and other times are repelled by them, then you're probably going up the ladder. That's how it is. In different tests like that, either within reason or outside, above reason, but in these changes of states, changes of feeling, changes of the state of desire, you can say that you're going through, going up the ladder.
Good morning. If I'm in gladness, then this is actually a fulfillment for the will to receive. Is there this option where I can be happy on this path without the will to receive being fulfilled in any kind of way?
Why?
I don't know, because again, it's just another pleasure for the will to receive. I want to be happy, but not because...
But if our nature is a will to receive, then you can't do it without putting it into the action, to work, to feel where you are, whether you advance or not. All our discernments are in the will to receive. That is us. There's nothing besides that in us. We, however, want the will to receive to work according to the intention of bestowal. The more it belongs to the force of bestowal, to the direction of bestowal, meaning to the extent that it's tied to society or the Creator, accordingly, he or it can feel joyful. Italy 4.
Rabbi, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rab, allora vorrei farti questa domanda. Rispetto quindi.
I wanted to ask this question.
Dove io riuscivo a mantenere il concetto di non
esistenza. Let's look at a year ago.
Nella mia realtà.
I wasn't able to hold onto this concept of none else besides him in my regular life, my corporeal life. Today, I'm also unable to hold on to this thing for all kinds of reasons, all kinds of fears, and things that really are happening. So does that mean that we are advancing according to what you explained? Is this progression that I can adhere even just to this idea of none else besides him?
Yes, you still advance.
Oh, sorry, Rav.
Che cosa mi permette a questo punto, secondo il criterio che tu...
What does this give me?
Di rimanere
according to these criteria,
nella realtà,
to stay connected.
E non mi danno la possibilità di avanzare, né mi danno...
If all the things that are happening in this reality are pressing on me even more and not allowing me to advance.
This is a sign of progress, that you are being asked to determine that there is none else besides him from tougher situations, and that's a sign of progress.
Mach 6.
Спасибо, учитель. Вот здесь в отрывке Рабаш,
thank you,
кажется,
teacher. Here in the passage, Rabash, I guess he's warning us.
А в предыдущем
отрывке, because he's saying that he don't ask for the Creator to show us the greatness, but in the previous one he's even recommending this. So what here, what does he want to say, say to us here, Kronkenti, what not to ask for?
I don't want in my work to reveal the greatness of the Creator so that He fills me up and I depend on Him 100%. But I don't want to enjoy the greatness of the Creator. I want to enjoy the greatness of the Creator as long as it helps me make actions of dvekut, adhesion, of bestowal. Otherwise, that means that I want to reveal the Creator to enjoy Him.
All
right, no more questions, right? Nothing in the hall?
At the moment, none.
No. Okay, we have Unity 3.
Учитель, мы слышим сердцем, когда видим величие
десятки. We hear and we keep our heart whenever we hear about the greatness of the Creator,
yes,
in the ten.
Okay.
Moshe.
So, Moshe. Last item.
Passage 17. Allegory. A man walks along the way and sees a lovely garden. He hears a voice calling him, coming from the king, who was walking in the garden. Excited, he jumps the fence in one leap and is inside the garden. For all his excitement and rush, he does not feel that he is walking in front of the king. And the king is near him, strolling behind him. So he walks and thanks and praises the king with all his might, aiming to prepare himself to meet the king. He does not notice whatsoever that the king is next to him. But all of a sudden, he turns his face and sees the king right next to him. Naturally, he is overjoyed. He begins to follow the king, praising and glorifying as much as he can. The king in front of him, and he behind the king. So they walk and stroll up to the gate. The man walks out the gate and returns to his initial place, while the king remains in the garden and locks the gate. When the man sees that he has been separated and the king is not with him, he begins to look for the gate through which he came out of when the king was in front of him. But there is no such gate at all, but only as he came in the first time, when he was walking in front of the king, and the king was behind him without his noticing. So it should be now, but it requires a great craftsmanship.
כן. שאלות?
יש לנו מהאולם שאלות.
Questions? We have one here from the study hall. Gershon, please.
שלום רב.
Hey, רב.
שמעתי שכשרוצים שדת...
I heard that whenever we want this hope of Nonos Bezaitzim, when we hold on to this in difficult states, that's called advancement. So I wanted to ask that we have a lot of friends who are really in some serious problems, and we even have this war that's just pressing down and pushing out all kinds of fears. And this is how we are on the path, because we hold on to none else besides him. We read it, we know that it's coming from that, and we know that it comes from the Creator, but inside there are apprehensions and concerns, and even thoughts and concerns about necessities. So where exactly is this sign of advancement here?
I don't understand what you're talking about. First of all, I'm not included with all these concerns that you're saying, that everyone around you is anxious and concerned for their livelihood and so on. I don't really see that kind of catastrophic state that you're describing. I think that what we have to do is only to strengthen our connection, and from day to day to try each one to his 10 to pass on more and more confidence that we're moving forward together and we'll do it.
This is clear, and I understand this, and I think all of us understand it, but there's also reality that we work within.
So I'm
saying the problem is that what you're saying as clear is not clear, because you all don't sufficiently strengthen each other that you're in contact with the Creator in full confidence.
This is what we're learning today, that it always needs to be in feeling and sensation, and we need to work on it, and we need to enter into it in a much more deeper way, because in practice, I'm included with all kinds of friends who have many problems and anxieties, and we have, you know, these two different countries at war, and they're grasping our heart, and how do we know which way to aim in a very direct, precise way?
I don't know. You have the articles in front of you. We're also explaining this every day. And you keep asking. We, the friends of the group, the members of the group, have to connect to each other, and we all have to pass through to each other and awaken the confidence that we have in our connection with the Creator. That's what we need. And the fact that there are people with big eyes who see scary things around them and that are happening to them, we have to work on that even more in the group, in connection.
Turkey 4.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. My friend is asking, I see slander and injustice. How can I be happy with it?
אין אדם שלא עובר את הבעיות האלה בחיים שלו.
There's no person who doesn't go through these problems in life, especially when he wants to advance towards the Creator. Injustice, lack of, well, anything. All kinds of things like that that happen to him, that he's being attacked or held in contempt. It's natural and normal and happens to each and every one. There's no Kabbalist who didn't go through this process. And therefore, you have to be ready for it, used to it, and to feel that only by our connection with the Creator through the group, He can save us from everything. That's it.
German 4.
German 4.
Wie können wir in BB weltweit alle dafür sorgen, dass wir denselben König über uns krönen?
No, we didn't hear him so well. He needs to repeat.
Say it again.
Wie können wir in Bnei Baruch weltweit alle dafür sorgen, dass wir denselben König über uns krönen?
How in the World BB Group can we take care to make sure that we're crowning this king upon us?
Well, as we read, if you behave this way, you will move closer to the greatness of the Creator, and you feel the Creator is above you. That's how it'll be. Florida.
Noch eine Frage von einem Freund, bitte. Es steht geschrieben, der Mensch geht durch das Tor hinaus und kehrt in den ursprünglichen Platz zurück, während der König im Garten bleibt. Was möchte uns Baal HaSulam damit sagen?
Another question of the friend. Here it says in the text that a person here is at the end of the gate, and when he leaves the gate, the king stays in the garden. So what does he want to say by that?
That if a person doesn't hold on to his connection with the Creator, then even from such a good state he had when he felt as if he's in the Garden of Eden together with the Creator, feeling him and being in singing and praising, and even from that state, if he doesn't hold himself stronger and stronger in connection, then he falls and loses the connection and goes out of the garden.
Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. What state is a man in when he is walking in front of the king?
That
he's more important than the Creator. His state, he himself, is more important than the Creator.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
To walk in front of the king in excitement and not feel that the Creator is already next to me. What is that state? Do you hear me?
Yes. It means that a person wants to thank the Creator and praise the Creator, sing before the Creator, despite the different states he goes through, ups and downs. This means that he always goes before the king. And when he goes after the king, then already his requests and his singing and praising starts depending on what he receives from the Creator. Well, what are these noises?
PT 31.
PT 31.
It's a question from the friend in the tent. What does it mean? What is the state where you're strolling the garden?
What is this, the state of?
Strolling in the garden.
Being in this, in a sense of sensation of connection with the Creator.
Another question. What does it mean to enter into the garden and then reveal the Creator? Isn't that the whole reason we entered into the garden?
That's correct. Yes. It's just different stages.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Вот в этом письме Бальсалам пишет, что
in this letter, Bal-Salam writes that a person has much excitement by hearing the Creator's voice and immediately jumps into the garden. So how, without hearing the voice of the Creator, how can we be charged with the same excitement in order to jump into the garden?
When you have such a desire for the Creator, then it means that you'll jump over the fence and discover Him.
Если человек оказывается,
if a person finds himself in front of the Creator, can their friends help him in that state?
It depends. It depends on the what states they are between them.
Italy 4.
All right. Italy 4.
I didn't understand the difference. The answer you gave to Moscow 7. So the first time he jumps above over the gate, and the second time where he doesn't find the entrance, what's the difference?
He doesn't find where is the Creator. First time he sees the fence and the garden and the Creator traveling and strolling in the garden, and it attracts him, and then he jumps over the fence. The second time he already has to find that the Creator is everywhere and there is no fence. And wherever he is, he can meet the Creator. And there's other degrees as well.
So,
what is it
written here about where it says that he needs great craftsmanship? What kind of craftsmanship do we need?
On the way, when we learn from the states we go through, that means that we acquire the craftsmanship. Latin 6.
Gracias, Rab. Coronar al rey es una acción y elevar man es una acción.
Raising man. This is an action, and looking for the Creator is an action. We're always looking for the Creator without stopping.
La acción de elevar. Gracias, Rab.
Do we always, before an action, always need to praise the Creator?
It is preferable, desired to do it always without stopping. French.
Bonjour, Rav. Bonjour. Question. Que faire pour que dans le jardin, j'y rentre avec ma dizaine? Et ensuite, comment nous maintenir à côté du, ou derrière le Créateur pour le garder?
What should we do in order to enter into the garden? And is it the same work to stay within the garden and to have him walk next to us?
These are all forms of connection between man and the group, and through the group to the Creator, that will be able to tie ourselves together in such a way that the Creator is between us, and then a person will feel that he's in the garden and the Creator is in it, inside the garden with him. And friends are there, all of them. Otherwise, how can he
feel that he's in a place where the Creator is. And thus we'll reach a state where we can cling to him further and further. Most important, what he wants to tell us in this excerpt is that if we have some attitude towards the Creator and we can go over the fence and start going, following the Creator and praising, singing, then we have to notice that we are in fact following the King and not walking in front of Him. And that even happens to us in our daily work, where a person has to notice whether he's walking to follow the Creator or going after the Creator.
Привет. Не слышно.
We don't hear you.
О.
Сейчас слышно.
Okay.
Да. В конце.
Now we hear.
Написано, что.
At the end of the passage, end of the excerpt here, it says that he even needs to feel the Creator.
И даже не ощущать его.
And to go ahead of him and not even feel him. What does that mean? We're saying that we're always talking about needing to feel the Creator, though.
We have to reach a state where we are always in the presence of the Creator and are going, following him and praising him, singing to him.
Zeo, Chadera One.
That's it, Chadera One.
This feeling of being in the garden, this is something that a person does once and on the path. It doesn't happen just by itself. And it's something.
So what's your question?
So the question is that, does it happen again to a person?
It does happen again.
Haifa 3.
Haifa 3.
Good morning. It's not clear how in the 10, how does the 10 look in connection with the Creator?
It all happens inside the 10. Not that it's obvious to all the friends, but to the person who pictures himself this way, that's how it happens. It's a phone one.
Shalom, Rav.
Hi, Rav. A few days ago, you mentioned that if we plant plant these broken pieces in the 10, it can grow correctly. Is this correct?
Rabash writes about this in all of his first articles about the group. Read them and see more than what I can say right now.
Unity 3.
Как описать, что ты идешь перед Творцом внутри десятки?
How can we depict it, that we're going ahead of the Creator in the 10?
We have to walk behind the Creator and not in front of the Creator.
But you said that there are states that a person can walk ahead of the Creator and behind him in the 10.
So, what's correct is to follow the Creator. Go behind the Creator. Kabu 9.
Rob, I think you just answered it, but I was wondering what the difference would be in the 10 of following the Creator or going after the Creator.
It's
either you praise the Creator or you're actually praising yourself.
Internet.
Internet.
Hey Rav, question from Maxim from Siberia. In the 15th passage, he says a person should ask for the greatness of the Creator. And in 16, it says that we should ask not to feel the greatness, but we're asking for strength to be joyful in every state. Are both of these requests actually the same request?
That needs to be scrutinized.
Спасибо, учитель. Вот все-таки вот в отрывке непонятно вот человека.
Regardless, it's still not clear from the passage that the person that it's writing about. It's saying that he's walking and he's always praising with all of his strength and all of his with all of his life force. And he doesn't even feel that the Creator is already next to him. So what here is the mistake, actually?
That he's not paying attention that the Creator is next to him. He's not paying attention then that he's already in front of the Creator, meaning that his actions and calculations and how he determines and states, he's already doing it by himself and not receiving it from the Creator.
No,
the rest you just have to think and scrutinize it. I deliberately leave some room in my answer so that you can make an effort to understand. Because you don't learn in order to know. You learn in order to go somewhat into the answer. And then what's next is to work on it. That's it. We are, Moshe, we're moving to the women.
Yeah, questions from women, please.
Button
20. In the 14th excerpt, it says that the Creator gives him a little strength so he can rise above despise. What should we ask the Creator for in that same moment where we feel this small little power that he gives us?
What you have in your heart. And if you don't have anything in your heart, then ask for what you don't have in your heart to have it in your heart. I don't have love of friends in my heart. I'm asking the Creator that I'll feel in my heart love of friends, for instance.
Yeah. Is overcoming, that's a matter of faith?
No, who's that confused over there?
Mark 20. The greatness of the Creator cannot be bigger than the greatness of the friends. But how do you hold both of these two things that contradict one another? The greatness of the friends and the desire to kill them. You said that nothing disappears and everything is kept in spirituality.
So I want to have a desire to love them more than my desire to kill them.
USA 3. What is greatness of the king? Is this the force of bestowal? Does it mean that we're each day looking for the force of bestowal in the tent?
Yes.
West 2.
What gives a person the confidence to speak about the greatness of the Creator before he reveals the Creator?
The group, society. Through society he receives this feeling. Yeah.
Moscow 6. How can we understand if we're in something spiritual?
How to understand if we are in spirituality according to the degrees of connection between us. Are those degrees of connection between us are already in such bestowal between us, that the common force of bestowal, which is the Creator, can be revealed in them.
Mac 25, how can we strengthen in the joy of work for the Creator and at the same time be careful and avoid the pride?
If I am inclined to love, then I have no pride. No pride because one contradicts the other.
PT2. Why is the Creator locking the gate after a person? Is he punishing him for something?
He locks the gate because he gave man all that's needed, and a person could no longer advance with what he got from the Creator.
So why are they locking the gate?
So that he doesn't come back, because it'll be to his detriment. If those who come back go into a klipa, shell.
56. How can a person check if he's in connection with the king? And how is it expressed?
This is a matter of feeling. You can't say what it is. That means to feel. Yes.
Hebrew 1. To be here, because there's nowhere else to go, that's enough in the meanwhile?
I don't
know if you call it sufficient or not. We have to understand how connected we are with the friends and how much we want to bestow to them and through them to the Creator. And whether it's sufficient or not, you decide.
Hebrew 2. What's the meaning of going ahead of the king?
That he sings because he feels good, and not because he's actually praising the actions of the king.
Why does the work need to be in gladness?
We don't need to control the joy, but rather the cause of joy, and then everything will fall into place. Next.
USA 3. Why is life becoming more difficult along with our advancement?
Well, that's always the case. The deeper we go, the more life and our steps forward become more complex. And if we don't fill them with love, as love covers all crimes, then we will get very confused and weaken and leave the path.
PT6. Can we feel that a friend is about to exit the path? What are the signs of this, and how can we help before they completely leave?
I can't explain that. That's a matter of the heart's feeling. The more connected you are between you, then you'll understand and feel how each one needs support.
Hebrew 1. What changes in a person's attitude or in reality when he's working on greatness of the friends and greatness of the Creator?
Again?
What changes in a person's attitude towards reality when he works on greatness of the Creator and greatness of the friends?
Through that, he begins to feel a new reality.
And that's it for the meanwhile.
Okay, so we've concluded this document, right?
Yeah, we also have questions here from the study hall, if you want.
Okay, bring him.
Here, at the end of the passage, he says that he can't return because the gate is locked. But in order to return, he just needs to be ahead of the king again. What does it mean to again be in front of the king?
Once again, to work with the friends and approach the Creator so that He raises them, and thus they'll be able to praise Him, praise the King.
Meaning build a new deficiency?
Yes, 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 new relationship.
Thanks.
Moshe, what are we studying now?
We can go to the writings of Rabash. What does the rule, love thy friend as thyself, give us?
Tov, beseder.
Okay. All right.
So, okay, we're going to move on to the next part of the lesson, and before then, we're going to sing a song.
I want to be like you. I want to see like you. I want to feel what you feel. I want to sing to you. I want to cling to you. I want to make this love real. You and me are one being. Dare with you until we see through the dark.